Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So it turns out that Ford Motor Company is planning to cut its 2024 production of the all-electric F-150 by half. And they're citing trying to align up with consumer demand on that, folks. I suppose that's probably a good way of putting it, don't you think? And, folks, welcome back to the program, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Good morning and welcome, of course, as we head into hour number three of the Tuesday edition of the show. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you have a question or if you'd like to opine there, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. We'll get the message and hopefully be able to address it right here on the air. Well, speaking of being on the air, let's go right back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, there's a lot going on. Of course, here we are on the Tuesday edition. What do you think is one of the most relevant things that we're seeing this morning? Where to start, right? Where to start? It's all, there's so many things.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think that's probably what's most frustrating for me is I don't know what to concentrate on anymore. I mean, I have just no idea. It's just chaos after chaos. But, well, it does not look like the Senate is going to come up with any kind of agreement or signature of law on funding the border in Ukraine. They're at an impasse here, and I don't know when their Christmas vacation time starts, but
well, I think the House at least the House goes out on Thursday, I think, because they've been they've been talking about this impeachment inquiry vote, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. But we're kind of stuck here, and I mean that's just rather typical, is it not?
Well, of course it is. But having the conversation about Ukraine is also incredibly important. This has been going on for years, and it's a lot of money. And obviously, you know, nobody wants Putin to win. But at the same time, you know, at the very least, would you agree that Speaker Johnson is at the very least, you know, starting this conversation in a national way so that people, you know, are actually talking about it amongst themselves, the idea that, well, wait a minute, you know, we've got to find ways of paying for things, and if we're going to spend this much money to Ukraine, we have to we have to cut something somewhere else, for one thing, but also we have to make sure that our own country is safe and secure at the same time.
Well, that's precisely right. But the, you know, not only is it about our own southern border and what is happening there, it's not. There's a collapse here that's happening. I mean, the mayor of Chicago now is suing all the bus companies that are busing these migrants in. I think there's like 400 and some odd lawsuits. So, yeah, when is it that, you know, we have the Kamala Harris, by the way, is not the czar. It's Cass Sunstein, who's the czar of the southern border.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I would say with that, that what needs to be understood is that somebody in this White House needs to admit that they've got their policies wrong. I mean, they've got to, you know, stop and say, okay, uncle. But they're not. They're digging in. And therein lies a major problem. And the other piece is climate change. I mean, there are no receivables. The money that we're throwing at climate change is doing any good. And I don't know what the good is, what they expect. That you know, what do they used to say? You can't mess with Mother Nature. Well, you can't, and we're trying to.
Well, but I think the good, and I'm glad you mentioned that in that context, because I think the good is conversations at cocktail parties for some of these elite. That's this kind of thing.
Yeah, precisely.
Yeah.
So, you know, why don't we stop some of that money?
Well, exactly right. And getting back to the bus companies being sued, just for a little bit of humor here, it seems to me, you know, wait a minute, are they suing them because they want them to discriminate against illegal aliens for their bus line? That sounds like that would be a counter argument.
I'm very dismissive of that because the bus companies, you know, they're being hired. So why don't you sue the people that are hiring the bus companies?
Right. I know. Yeah. But I'd say if the shoe was on the other foot, they would say, no, that you can't make the bus companies discriminate against illegal immigrants. I mean, you know, just that's how silly a lot of things have become.
Well, then there's a matter of the billions and billions that we still need to go find and claw back of the fraudulent COVID paychecks that went out. You know, nobody's even asking what the status is on how much money has been, you know, found and collected. So, you know, why don't we say, hey, you want to fund Israel and you want to fund Ukraine? Fine. Let's go find some of this other money that's out there. You know, what's the status of clawing back that money? There's been a lot that has been clawed back, but, you know, are we still trying? Are we still doing anything about it?
I think the status would be off the radar at this point. Yeah, off the radar. Well, stay right there, Denise, and folks, you stay right there, because we're going to come right back in a few moments, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have a question or comment for Denise. And we do have a listener question for Denise when we come back from this short interlude. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you as we, I think, yeah, we hear the Eurythmics. Here we go.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Dancing in the streets, and there's probably a good reason for that these days, hopefully, because, you know, we want to be optimistic about how things are going to pan out and all these different things, and I appreciate so much what Denise Simon talks about. It's like there's so many different things going on, it's hard to know even where to start. But one of the things we love to do here on this program, of course, is we're trying to make sense of our little corner of the world here for you. Once again, folks, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call in if you'd like to be part of the program. If you have a question for Denise Simon from founderscode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, folks, do yourself a favor, head over to founderscode.com and check out Denise Simon's great articles, the other materials that she has there. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, and by the way, I do appreciate what you say, because I think a lot of people are sensing that. They're sensing that it's everywhere you look across the world, across our nation, that there's just so many things. It's like, what can we fix first? You know, how do we even start with this stuff?
Well, that's why, you know, when you ask me, you know, what's on my radar and what's important to me, I mean, it's almost like you have to be guided, because there's such global chaos.
Right.
And, you know, we certainly want to pay attention to our homeland, but often the global chaos also dictates what happens domestically, too. So I've always kind of been a little more emphasis on foreign policy than I do domestic policy, because we have so many of these people, excuse me,
go ahead. That's fine. Yeah.
That pay attention to domestic policy. So I feel like, okay, well, they can handle that, you know, but nobody pays enough attention to foreign policy, which I would argue, you know, billions of dollars leaves our shores all the time with really no accounting. And, you know, I watched Laura Ingraham last night with Senator J.D. Vance, And, you know, I was a little annoyed because they're continuing to slam President Zelensky. And, you know, he's coming over here and begging and demanding that we, you know, send him more money, send him more money, send him more money. Well, let me tell you something. Wouldn't you be doing it if your country is being completely destroyed, that you're at war? So you can't blame a guy that's trying to do that. Now, when it comes to the money, people say, well, there is no accounting. Well, whose fault is that really? We, you know, when it comes to billions and billions of dollars that ever leave our shores, there's supposed to be an inspector general that's assigned to, you know, watch our money and who has voted that down? Who has voted down having an inspector general? Oh, the Democrats.
Indeed. Indeed. That's right.
The other question is, and I haven't seen anybody say it, with the billions that have been, I'm going to say, earmarked or sent or assigned to Ukraine, how much of it actually went to Ukraine? How much of it actually stayed here and paid, you know, other entities under a Ukraine umbrella? You understand what I'm saying? I mean, how much of it actually went to government contractors or lobbyists?
Well, right. I mean, but see, these aren't, you know, radical questions that
well, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, we're sending tanks over. Okay. Well, you know, the United States has 7,000 tanks. Are we using them?
Right.
No.
Right.
Okay. Well, why didn't we send 7,000? And by the way, the tanks aren't here in the United States. There's some that are here, but most of them are in Europe. And by the way, why didn't we do that? Remember when Biden called this whole thing a minor incursion with what Russia was doing to Ukraine?
Yeah.
It was a minor incursion. Well, it ain't so minor anymore, is it?
Well, no.
And furthermore, what is the date of when these things that, you know, Biden has given to Ukraine, when did it get there? Or is it still not there yet? Therein lies yet another question. What's the delivery?
By asking these questions, you're just announcing to the world that you just want Putin to win, and that's how you're not supposed to ask these kinds of questions, I guess. Well, you know, we do have a listener question, and speaking about foreign affairs or things happening around the world, comes in from Mark in Clearwater, and he says, please ask Denise to discuss the dispute over the Essequibo region in Guyana. Well, what do we know about that?
Well, the Essequibo region actually is like two-thirds of Guyana. And this dispute, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, has gone on since about the end of 1800s, about 1899 or so. Anyway, Venezuela wants to essentially invade Guyana. But why do they want to do that suddenly? Oh, glad you asked. Oil.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, there was a large discovery of oil, and that's really the reason here. But there is a meeting on Thursday between Venezuela and Brazil and Guyana and to see what they can shake out. But Venezuela is claimed that because of Britain and Russia and the United States, that there was a conspiracy of theft taking land from Venezuela. Well, has anybody looked at a map to see the size of Venezuela versus the size of Guyana? Anybody looked at a map lately?
It's very different, for sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, the size of Guyana is like the size of a town in Venezuela compared to the size of Venezuela.
Very interesting.
But there are troops on the border. I mean, their troops are there. They're ready to, you know, go in. But So anyway, we'll see what happens with the Maduro government and what happens with, you know, Latin America and Caribbean as a zone of peace without interference of external actors. And the case should be decided by the United Nations International Court of Justice. Well, you know, we're certainly finding out here that not a blasted thing coming out of the United Nations is legitimate.
Well, sure, yeah, not worth the paper it's printed on. Well, but you mentioned about actors, you know, getting involved, bad actors. Well, we know that, for one thing, the headline is the U.S. and the China are going to share missile information or launch information and try to, you know, have some coordination.
Why would we do that?
Yeah.
Did we put General Milley in charge of that?
Well, they're trying to build trust, evidently, and, but I don't know how we trust, and because, as well, these bad actors can be China going into different parts of the world, like South America, and influencing. Exactly.
They're absolutely there. I mean, it's...
Yeah, in other words, because what you bring about here on the program, and a lot of people are just not hearing this, right? And that is that you've got China literally working behind the scenes all the time, or working in areas of the world that don't get much focus, right, in the United States or European news. And so, but by building on this sort of, you know, under the radar, so to speak, it can have an enormous impact later on, right?
Well, it does have an impact. So, you know, where's this national security apparatus that we have? Because I don't feel any kind of national security that's happening here. You know, I think Jake Sullivan ought to be fired. You know, can you about imagine what is actually going around in the White House Situation Room, or for that matter, the Situation Room at the State Department? You know, what's going on with that intelligence?
Indeed. Well, and again, it feels like everything continues to spin out of control. The world is already on fire, and it just keeps getting worse. And the foreign policy maneuvers that are being made don't seem to shore up, you know, our interests or to try to tamp down these huge problems at all. I mean, if anything, it gets worse.
I think I've said on this show many times is that we're not fixing anything.
Right.
Now, just yesterday, we had a oil chemical ship in the Red Sea at the Bab el Mandeb Straits.
With the Houthis? Yeah. But hold on right there. That's right. So hold there, and we'll come right back after the break and we'll finish that news item, that story. Stay right there, everybody. I'll warn you, more with Denise Simon coming up.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. The special counsel prosecuting former President Trump wants the Supreme Court to immediately decide Trump's immunity claim. White House correspondent John Decker.
It may just decide, you know what, we're not going to step in at this point. Or it may say, you know what, this is a very important issue. We need to resolve this issue right now.
The Supreme Court said they will consider the expedited request. The Biden administration defends its veto of a UN resolution for an immediate Israel-Hamas ceasefire. They express concerns that a general ceasefire could empower Hamas leaders to control Gaza and plan future attacks on Israel. Israeli forces are engaged in clashes with Hamas fighters in Gaza's two largest cities today, marking the third month of the ongoing conflict. Simultaneously, Qatari officials are making efforts to resume negotiations for the release of hostages. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Great, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition, and we are racing through it, and we have a lot more to talk about as we proceed through the overnight hours in America. Whatever it is that you're doing, we're glad that you're along with us, because we're right there along with you. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have a question or a comment for Denise Simon, we had a great question there just a few moments ago. And again, that sort of expands the scope of things that we talk about here on the program, and we appreciate it very much. And we appreciate Denise Simon very much. FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got a caller who's been waiting there. And so let's find out who we're talking with this morning. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. Are you there? Going once? Going twice? Good morning, caller.
Thanks.
All right. Well, we'll try and come back to them. Sometimes people put their phone down, or, you know, especially during a break, and come right back. But we'll give them a try here in a little bit. But once again, Denise, of course, welcome back to the show. And there are so many things happening, but there was something else that we've heard about over the last couple of days, and that is Hamas soldiers. Number one, they're surrendering. A lot of them are surrendering, we understand, according to Israel, to the IDF. But in some ways, also, they're telling the IDF intelligence people that the Hamas leadership is, quote, out of touch with what's really happening on the ground in Gaza. This has got to be a good indication.
Well, let's go back to the tanker here for a second, the Strinda, which was attacked by an anti-ship cruise missile launched from the Houthi-controlled area of Yemen. The CENTCOM comes out and says the Strinda was reported damage causing fire on board, no casualties. There were no other ships in the area. But the USS Mason responded to a Mayday call and was rendering assistance. So here is a situation here where Yemen or the Houthis have actually announced a blockade of the shipping in the Red Sea. So what are we doing about it? Well, you know, it was this administration really within its first week that took the Houthis off the terror list. So another decision they got wrong. Now, what are we doing to fix the Houthis? What are we doing? Have we picked up the phone and called Saudi Arabia, who has actually pretty much been at war with the Houthis, and say, will you handle this? Just fix this. And why hasn't this administration put the Houthis back on the terror list? You know, so what are we fixing? There's something we could fix right there, and we're not doing it. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the Hamas fighters, yes, it looks like there's a number, could be close to around 100. And Netanyahu came out and is asking them, put down your arms, surrender, and there are lots that are doing that and telling the real truth of what Hamas was doing in Gaza. The Israeli intelligence wing can put a lot of things together here and see, what was really happening. You got mosques that had sniper ranges in them. You've got schools that were storage facilities, and all these things that were happening that Israel is learning about way beyond the tunnels. This stuff is above ground, much less what was going on underground. Now, where was the UN in all of this? Because remember, UNRWA is completely represented throughout all of Gaza.
Right.
So now we have a problem. What are we going to do about the UN and UNRWA? Under the Trump administration, he defunded, well, I shouldn't say defunded, we quit sending money to UNRWA, and rightly so. Now, having said that, what happens with the Red Cross? Because the Red Cross is completely represented in Gaza. So has the Red Cross itself become political, too, under pressure from, governments or the Palestinians or the United Nations? The answer to that's yes. Then we have something called Doctors Without Borders. Well, they're there. So there are places in these hospitals you can't go, and there's where are all the good people, air quote, good people that were operating in Gaza? Were they extorted? Were they put under some kind of pressure not to say what was really happening because of the Hamas leadership? So we have some other bigger questions to ask. Doctors Without Borders, Red Cross, the United Nations, and I'm sure that, with these fighters, Hamas fighters that have surrendered, mm-hmm. that there's some bigger stories that will be told here soon.
Indeed. Well, when it comes to all these things we're seeing on the college campuses, not just the college presidents and so forth, but things that are happening where, they're talking about Hamas's right to resist, or the Palestinians' right to resist the occupation of Israel, stuff like that. I mean, can any of this stuff ever really be unwound? I mean, you've spoken before about, Israel needs to tell the whole story, or, they're not telling the right story. But, at some point, this becomes so ingrained that...
It's a vogue thing. It's fashionable now to blame the West and to blame countries and historical documents that have gone back decades and decades and decades about occupation, which is precisely what Venezuela is doing to Guyana, which is precisely what Putin is doing to Ukraine. You see where I'm going with all this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's now a vogue thing. To what consequence? So I would say that the International Criminal Court is completely inert. It means absolutely nothing. And why is that? Because it's part of the UN. The Comprehensive Joint Plan of Action, the nuclear deal with Iran. Well, we were supposed to have inspectors there. Well, has anybody inspected anything there lately? No.
You mean in Iran?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. No. Well, and of course you have to give them what, 25 days notice or something that you're coming.
You see, I mean, we're so being. I'm getting to the point where I don't like the word gaslight. We're just being lied to.
Yeah.
We're being manipulated.
Well, sure, and because a lot of this just goes against common sense, you know, and because I think when you've got, you know, the national security people and so forth having to explain to all of us what they're doing or try to, you know, maybe we just don't understand, but I think a lot of people understand how the idea of containing Iran and stopping them from having a nuclear weapon and don't sort of placate them or try to get into some ridiculous deal is, you know, that's the way to go at this point. Stop that stuff.
You mentioned college campuses, too. Christopher Rufo, who's been going after the whole woke thing for an awful long time and is actually on the new college campus, or new college in Sarasota, Florida, was put there by Governor DeSantis. He did some fascinating work here and found out that the Harvard president, Claudine Gay, actually plagiarized almost the entire PhD thesis that she did. And she stole, without giving proper credit, a good bit of her thesis from Dr. Carol Swain, who is the delightful black woman now retired from Vanderbilt. And so Christopher Rufo had quite the conversation with Carol Swain about what Claudine Gay plagiarized. And so half of the faculty wants Claudine Gay to go. The other half doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens here? Well, is plagiarism, you know, going to be kind of swept aside? It was for Biden.
Well,
how much did he plagiarize?
Well, I guess, you know, in order to be consistent here, we just have to say it would have to be context-based about plagiarism, you know, because evidently calling for genocide of the Jews has to be viewed in a context.
Yeah, I mean, they asked this Claudine Gay woman about plagiarism. She said, I fully, I don't know what her word was, but she defends her scholarship. Well, okay, fine. But that doesn't say anything about plagiarism.
Right, well, because it's somebody else's scholarship then, in the most real sense. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Thanks so much. It's been great this morning, of course, and we're going to talk to you again tomorrow. Take care. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. We're going to come right back after this short break, and we're going to be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We're going to be talking about oil prices. Much, much more. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have a question or comment, especially for our guest, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, that is the website. Also, you can hear Chris right here on our home flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, at 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings and 5 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday afternoons. Right here again on AM 860, The Answer. And once again, welcome back, Chris Markowski.
Morning, how are you?
Doing great this morning. You know, one of the first things I thought I would ask you about this morning, Chris, is oil prices in the context of looking at what OPEC might do, especially in relation to try to blunt some U.S. producers of oil. But some are looking at, you know, the fact that they're talking about cutting about 900,000 barrels a day starting in the first quarter of next year. But if they bypass that and try to, you know, get a surplus going, even with some of the low demand that's been out there, that could bring prices down significantly, could it not?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just that. It's a lot of the Russian oil is making its way to the market, which is obviously low prices. Not to mention production here in the United States is up as well. So there's a lot out there. And, again, you take a look at some of the mergers and acquisitions that have taken place and the investments that have taken place in many of these oil companies. You know, no sign of petroleum going away anytime soon. So if production's up. So far, it's been, predominantly a pretty mild winter moving forward, and you've also got natural gas prices that are down as well. So, you know, that's beneficial, and it's most certainly disinflationary at this point in time.
Well, indeed, and I think a lot of people would say, yeah, bring it on. We'd love to get some oil prices that are going to start settling down. But, you know, as a corollary, this kind of relates to that, the idea of having petroleum not going anywhere anytime soon. It looks like Ford Motor Company is now going to cut their planned production of the all-electric F-150s in half as they head into 2024. Instead of making like 3,200 a month, they'll make like 1,600 a month, something like that.
They're not selling, and I would suspect that it might even be lower, going lower than that. It's just not the demand for these cars. I mean, Tesla's still selling a decent amount of cars, and again, you know, you can almost at this point in time, almost most sedans that I see on the road are actually Tesla's off the top of my head that are American made cars outside of European and Japanese cars. I think they seem to be doing pretty well, but again, it's a tough sell. It really is. You're going to take a risk. You're a contractor out there needs a car like a Ford F-150, and you got a lot large swaths of the country that is cold in the wintertime, and you start getting range anxiety and how far can this car actually go when it's cold outside, and people have been hearing, they get sounds in the news, the horror stories about trying to, recharge the car. For crying out loud, the CEO of Ford, actually, it was dumb, but it was truly trying to take a trip in the Ford F-150, and he ran into the same problems that everybody else is, difficult finding chargers. For crying out loud, the government put aside over $7 billion, almost $8 billion, to build 500,000 chargers. Not a single one has been built yet. Not to mention the fact you don't have the contractors. You don't have the technicians to fix these things when they break down. And people, you run into some place, you got to charge your car, and you find out that it doesn't work. Then what? You got to go try to find another one, and you end up chasing your tail all the darn time. You don't run into that. So it's a tough sell at this point in time.
Well, but these trucks look super great on the Super Bowl commercials and stuff like that. They're totally freeing, and you can go up into the mountains or something. And I don't know where you're going to charge the thing up, like you said. But that's marketing.
I got a kick out of those commercials too. Like you're going up into the woods and up into the mountains in an electric car. Come on. Anything goes wrong, you're in trouble right then and there. It really is. It's just, and it's funny that they always portray even the Cybertruck. They talk about, oh, look at this Tesla Cybertruck. It's like a post-apocalyptic car. I said, I've seen a lot of post-apocalyptic movies. They don't have electricity.
Right, and they're always trying to siphon gas out of somebody else's car that they found somewhere abandoned. Yeah, and that's the first thing they look for is fuel. All the time, and to keep the zombies at bay, exactly. Well, but of course, also, one of the things we saw as well earlier is that it looks like there's a large American mall company that's having to sort of file what they call like a prepackaged bankruptcy because these malls are just, they're just deteriorating at a record rate now, it seems.
Well, yeah, outside of the very, very high-end malls, it's tough at this point in time. And actually, there's actually a couple of real estate companies that are actually stepping in and buying them out of foreclosure and kind of waiting out and then trying to subdivide them into other areas. And it was interesting as well. I almost feel like I'm starting to become the kiss of death. We were talking about retail right around Thanksgiving and Black Friday, and we're talking about going by Macy's in Herald Square in Manhattan on the way to the Jets game and it being empty. Now there's been an offer to buy Macy's out at $21 a share, and the companies that are doing it are actually real estate companies. They can actually see the value of the real estate portfolio. They might want to do something with it. It's a changing nature of the beast. And again, a lot of this was quite apparent pre-COVID. I see the writing is on the wall before all of this. What COVID did is it sped everything up. It sped this whole retail apocalypse up. It made people more comfortable with buying things online because they had not much of a choice. They may have had a little bit, a few more years left, and that's just not the case anymore. So more and more people are buying things online, and it's just exacerbating the problem.
Well, exactly right. And as we emerge out of this holiday season, I think hopefully things will become a little bit more clear in terms of where consumers are really gonna land. But one of the things, of course, we'll be looking for is, we've seen some movement in the interest rates or in the housing market. Do you think we'll see something start taking off after the first of the year, or do we wait until summertime when a lot of people are moving around the country trying to settle in before school starts, that kind of thing?
Well, you're talking about the housing market?
Yeah, housing market, yes.
Well, the housing market, again, December is usually a pretty slow time of year. Yes, the agents that are out there, I do think you'll probably see things pick up in January to some degree. You more than likely will see the interest rate cuts moving into next year. And the key right now is, again, is getting the inventory up. And that's what you really need to happen. Or it also, depends upon, certain areas of the country freeing up zoning regulations, whatnot, to make it a little bit more affordable to put homes up. We definitely need more starter homes here in this country. It needs to be a focus, to get people in at a younger age so they can actually build up some wealth over time.
Well, indeed. And also, of course, consumers, they've used their credit cards all they can. Presumably, they've spent all COVID money that ever came their way. They're going to try to look for resources elsewhere. But there's got to be an end point to being able to keep spending and spending, wouldn't you think?
People are still, take a look at the employment numbers. They're still, fairly strong. If you need to go out and find a job, find a job. And again, I get it. A lot of people are feeling like they're living paycheck to paycheck. I actually talked about this on my podcast yesterday. Even people who are going out and getting raises, they got to be a little bit more careful, in regards to, it's great. Again, it's that you're heading into a new year, which is fantastic. And maybe your boss decides to give you a raise and you say, I can afford a little bit more. But going along with that, the smart move is to save a little bit more as well. Okay, you want to treat yourself, whatever you got to raise, that's fine. But you also have to increase the amount of money that you are putting aside for a rainy day and the money that you're paying yourself every single month.
Indeed, yeah, and that's arguably that's just so hard to do. It's like saying I'm going to go to the gym, but you got to be committed, and that's what you're talking about.
Right.
You have to be serious about doing that, as you said, for the rainy day, because eventually it starts raining, basically.
Oh yeah, and again, it's not just the thick ones of rainy days. You've got to also take a look at it as paying yourself and building your own wealth up as well.
Indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. That's the website. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Chris Markowski, everybody. And we're going to come right back after the top of the hour news. So we'll hear your headlines. We're coming back after that, taking your telephone calls, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.